Here, almost at the end of Standon Calling, delighted to be joined by Alex Trenchard, the founder and organiser. Hello, Alex.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm really good. Well, more at the point, how are you doing? Because you're the one who's been doing all the hard work here.
I'm just about all right. I probably have had about 5 hours sleep in the last 3 days, but I tell you, it's worth it.
Yeah, how long have you actually been on site? Because it started on Thursday, didn't it?
We started on Thursday, but I was on site from 2 weeks before that. And then I'd been up and down from, I live in North London, my family lives here, so I've been up and down, you know, pretty regularly since then.
It's been about 10 years now that you've been doing it, is that right?
12 years, in fact. Wow. Well, the first couple of years were a bit more of a glorified barbecue, and then over the years we've got our act together. But I never would have thought that 12 years on that we'd have Grace Jones finishing our festival.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great coup, but you've had some great names over the years anyway. What's a typical day for a festival organiser? What have you been up to today?
So I got up this morning. The first thing I noticed was there was quite a lot of mud around the whole arena. So the first telephone call I made was to Jeffrey Pearman, our local farmer. And Jeffrey was over in a flash, despite the fact I think he'd also gone to bed at about 3. Right. He was over in a flash with a lot of mulch, and we spent the morning making sure that we, you know, getting rid of the mud.
Which you seem to have done a good job with, because obviously there's mud around, you can't stop it raining, but it's not too bad. I mean, it's the Why Not Festival in Derbyshire had to cancel early this weekend, so, you know, we've been fortunate here that it's been well organised and kept it running.
Yeah, we have. I mean, yeah, really feel for the Why Not guys, it's festival organisers' nightmare. But, yeah, we're lucky here, this bit of northeast Hertfordshire. We got quite chalky soils, so the rain tends to go straight through it. So we've got away with it.
Now, if I organise the festival, I'll be thinking, oh, I'm going to get some bands in that I want to see. But over time, obviously, as it gets bigger and bigger, you don't get to see much, do you? So have you actually been lucky enough to catch any artists that you really wanted to see?
This is the first year, probably ever, that I've been able to watch some bands on Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday night. We've been doing it a while now. We've got such a great team that I think, finally, I've seen some music. I saw Orbital on Friday night. They just knocked my socks off, just as much as they did when I was like 22, when I saw them at Glastonbury, and they were as good, if not better. And then Phil Hartnell from Orbital did a secret set in the woods. That was amazing. Yesterday, Joe Goddard was incredible. Chuck 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 on Laundry Meadow stage was amazing as well. It's for the first time ever I've been able to enjoy the festival, and you know, all the hard work was done, and I've got a good enough team, which means that I can go and see the festival firsthand for the first time. Normally, I'm stuck in a cabin, not really knowing what's going on. So that's been a great thing about this year.
That's a major success on your part, really, isn't it? Don't worry about the everybody else. The fact that you've managed to get some quality time with it, it's brilliant.
No, it has been great. And it's also, the other nice thing is that, I don't know, I think I booked a lineup that appealed to the people that used to come when it was a party. So it's been really nice seeing those same people that came to the garden party 12 years ago who've now come here again and hanging out with them and listening to them, how they think it's changed, you know, over the years, how it's grown and all that kind of thing.
It's incredibly diverse, isn't it? Because there's not one particular genre that sits out. I mean, we've had Gary Numan and Orbital and Clean Bandit and Idols and British Sea Power. I mean, they're all very different bands.
Well, I think I'm a bit bored of going to events where all the music's the same, and therefore everyone who attends them is the same. And I think, you know, music festivals are about bringing different types of people together, people without kids, families, people who want to stay up all night, people who want to do yoga. You know, let's bring them. I think it's important. I think live events is about bringing those people together so that, you know, you can meet different types of people.
One of our guys, I should just point out, we've got a team of 4 people here doing interviews. One of our guys did a whole load of interviews on the first day, but he's also a qualified masseuse. So he's gone into the sensory garden or wherever, and he's been giving massages to people. And I don't know what the deal is with that, but he's actually said, oh, there's so much different things here. It's not just music.
Yeah, we got this whole new wellbeing area, which has been really popular. I tell you, I need a massage right now. But the hot tubs, the wellbeing, that's been great. The food's been wonderful. We've had some theatre, we've had some talks. I took part in a talk which was hilarious. I've never interviewed anyone before, but I think I did an okay job.
Yeah, I think I saw pictures of that actually. How did that go?
It was all right. I was a bit green. Not something I'd done before.
Well, if you ever want to come down and get some practice on interview technique, then I'm sure we've got a couple of guys who can help out.
Well,
with
Phoenix
that.
Would be the place to learn, like Steve Davis did, as I understand.
Yeah, we've got Steve. Well, there's quite a lot of us here, because not only are we interviewing today, but Steve and Cavett are DJing today. And we've got Jordan Gray, who's on a tent somewhere, and she's also one of our Sunday night presenters, or Sunday afternoon presenters. Finished her show at 6 o'clock, and she's headed straight down here.
She's headed here, and then as you know, Steve is performing here tonight in the Cow Shed, which is our infamous late night club.
I'm actually going to catch him for the first time ever, so I'm really excited about that.
I'm looking forward to it as well. He plays such a range of music from, you know, it's going to be, I'm looking forward to it.
If you haven't heard his show before, you might not be ready for what he's going to play. It's quite unusual, to say the least.
No, so I've heard. And
yeah. So how many days off now do you get after the festival ends before you start planning the next one?
Well, for me, the festival doesn't end for another week or two. It's like putting the fields back in order, getting all the rubbish out, collecting all the mess, everything like that. Then I got to do the accounts, and then I go on holiday for 2 weeks, and then I start booking acts for 2018 at the beginning of September.
That's great. But you're I mean, what would you do without it? I mean, there'll be a bit of a big hole in your life, wouldn't there?
Totally. This festival has changed my life in so many ways. Thankfully, I wouldn't do anything else. I wouldn't change my life for anything else. But it has had its scrapes, and it has been hard. But it's great that this year's worked out. And I, you know, for me, the most important thing is lots of smiley faces out there in the crowd.
Well, we've enjoyed it a great deal, and we've seen a lot of other people enjoy it. So looking forward to 2018. So, Alex, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks very much, and looking forward to talking to you again next year.